MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Standing now with Gerard Leroux from Capital Connect. Gerard, appreciate the early morning time. Some research out from yourselves, particularly focusing around Black Friday this year, although I suspect it probably starts on this Friday with a month of specials. But you're seeing strong interest, in fact, stronger interest from consumers than you have in the last couple of years, which A, tells us consumers are sort of better than they have been. That makes sense. And that there's good opportunity here for retailers.
Yes, good morning, Simon. Thank you very much for having me. It's definitely looking a lot more positive. I think between the Springboks, Trikkers, and maybe some Checker 60-60 vibes in South Africa, there's definitely some positivity around the country. The research we commissioned through the Bureau of Market Research definitely shows this with about a 31% increase compared to previous years. And just to translate that into additional sales, that's looking at about 136 billion. That is about 17.3% up from last year. So definitely looking a lot more positive this time around.
And the 2 months, if we bring December into it as well, November and December, I mean, you the forecast, November 19% higher than the previous year, December 48%. I suppose the two critical months. I mean, you know, January to October is nice, but this when it really matters. And retailers need to make sure that they make it work.
Definitely. And I think using things like opportunity capital or short-term financing to prepare for these 2 months. Ultimately, Black Friday is like a springboard for the festive season. And these retailers need to make sure that they are catering for the consumers that's coming and flooding to their stores. Because let's face it, most of the consumers are going to try and spot those Christmas presents and buy it in November during Black Friday. And then obviously the spend just increases during December. So the history and the research tells us that this is something that happens year on year. The positive sentiment for this time around is that it seems to be a lot more than previous years. And I think if you take the last couple of years with COVID and load shedding and everything into account, the retailers desperately need it. And let's face it, if ultimately the retailers can win, they can hopefully reduce their prices. And in that way, the consumer also wins by getting the best possible price out there.
What sort of sectors within retail? Did you dig into sort of, you know, who are we spending on clothing? Are we buying furniture? Is it just going to be groceries?
So the big data analysis shows us that firstly, it's definitely groceries, fresh produce, meat, dairy, beverages, etc. Secondly, you're looking at clothing, footwear, and accessories. Mm-hmm. Then it will go into your appliances, your electronics, and lastly, your hardware. So the biggest winner is definitely going to be groceries, and I think the general dealers are going to be the big winners here, especially those that are very clever and they are diversifying in-store, which means the consumer is going to a one-stop shop. They don't have to go to multiple shops throughout the shopping mall. They spend as much of their wallet at one general dealer. So that's going to be the biggest winner out of the five sectors.
You also make, I mean, I take your point on that 100%. So much easier, simpler, particularly if the pricing is good. You also make, the other one is sort of the omnichannel. And you make a good point where one of the things, and it's something I'm starting to do a bit more often, you order online, but you pick up in store. And that's becoming a trend. And it's something which seems weird, but globally it's working. And it's an opportunity here, particularly perhaps for some of the smaller retailers.
Yeah, and the data on that is so interesting, Simon. The fact is that only 6% of Black Friday sales will be online only. Wow. Now, most of us, if we talk around the braai or with a couple of friends, it feels like everybody's shopping online only. Mm. But once you dig into the numbers, it's only 6% that is online only. The rest is these omni-channel approaches, click and collect. And there might be a couple of reasons for it. We have not done that specific research, but my gut feeling is telling me that people enjoy going out, that people enjoy touching things, feeling it, seeing what's fresh in the store. There's a lot of what we call shop attainment happening in store as well. So I'm clicking and collecting, but I also want to go and see what is the new trend that is happening. Maybe there's a chef that's showing moms what the new spaghetti bolognese recipe looks like. Yeah. Or whilst the wife is shopping, the husband is looking at a DIY show about this guy that's helping them put kitchen cupboards in. There's so much entertainment that's happening in store. That consumers are interested in going to see what it's all about. And that's obviously increasing the spend. Although they're clicking and collecting, they then spend some more off their wallet physically in the store as well.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I remember coming out of the pandemic and I would chat with sort of shopping mall owners and say, how do you get people back to the mall? And it was always going to be, we got to make it around entertainment, which seemingly from your evidence is starting to happen. A point that really stood out for me, fuel sales are going to pick up, and that's simply because more deliveries. It might only be 6% during the pure online transaction, but it's still a lift up, and therefore we need more fuel to get those courier vehicles from wherever they start to our front door.
Definitely. We work very closely with a lot of fuel retailers, and they have been struggling over the past few years for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. So this is some welcomed statistics for them. But you're 100% correct. Consumers are going to drive more often because they're meeting with friends. They're going to do more shopping to get their Christmas shopping in order.
Yeah.
But with that demand from the consumer side, suppliers also need to supply more stock, which means the trucks and the delivery vehicles are also going to drive a lot more, and that's going to increase the fuel spend. So a very welcomed statistic for the fuel retailers this year.
We'll leave it there. That's Gerard Le Roux at Capital Connect. Appreciate the early morning time. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Are you planning your Black Friday buying? Perhaps you're skipping it. Perhaps it depends on the deals. It goes back, and I've said this every year, 10% deals, even 20%. I want the proper 40, 50% to get me out of bed. Have your vote. Have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.